Support for this public radio podcast comes from KeyBank, focused knowledge, customized solutions, and the resources of an entire bank. Because the best solutions fit around a business's needs. More at key.com/corporate.
Boeing's dream comes true.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Airlines around the world ordered Boeing's 787 Dreamliner without even seeing it. They were lured in by the promise of a mid-sized, long-haul jet that would burn less fuel and be cheaper to maintain, but wouldn't skimp on passenger comforts. Yesterday, the world finally got to see this plane of the future. The big unveiling had a very international flavor, as Jason Parr reports from Seattle.
The rollout of the new plane included live speeches via satellite from partners in Japan and Italy and video montages highlighting cultures from around the world. Washington Governor Christine Gregoire acknowledges the plane is no longer a local product.
We're in global competition. I understand why Boeing said global competition means just that. And now they have set the tone for what's going to happen in virtually production of any product in the future.
Many pieces of the new plane, such as the wings, are built overseas and assembled in Washington. The sleek new plane has a smooth appearance thanks to a lack of rivets. The 787 is made mostly from carbon fiber composite rather than aluminum. Boeing already has more than 670 orders for the 787, mostly from foreign carriers. In Seattle, I'm Jason Parr for Marketplace.
Wall Street begins the week on a roll. The Dow and the S&P 500 both gained at least 1.5% last week. The Nasdaq put on almost 2.5%. Stocks in Asia had a strong showing today. Japan's Nikkei hit a 7-year closing high. The European markets have opened higher as well. Stock traders faced new regulations today from the Securities and Exchange Commission. The rules are supposed to level the trading field. But, of course, somebody usually loses in these situations. Marketplace's Janet Babin reports from North Carolina Public Radio.
The new rules are known as Regulation National Market System, or Reg NMS. They're designed to make sure that no matter how big or small your stock trade, you'll get the best price available. Kevin Callahan with Jones Trading says Reg NMS will help small investors better compete with the big institutional ones. But he says it could have a negative effect on smaller broker-dealers.
There's a lot of cost to complying with the regulations, and you want to make sure you have all the proper technology and procedures in place to be able to deal with it. And I think some of the smaller broker-dealers, you know, may struggle with that.
Callahan says some brokers are worried that the new rules will strain the system and cause trading delays today. He also worries that regulations could eventually drive share prices higher. Reg NMS takes effect for 250 stocks today, with full implementation expected by mid-August. I'm Janet Babin for Marketplace.
Sony's PlayStation 3 has been getting thrashed pretty good by the Nintendo Wii. But Sony said it wouldn't drop the price of the PS3. That was last week. Today, Sony dropped the price of the PS3 from $600 to $500. Sony will also roll out a model with more storage capacity. That's coming to the U.S. next month.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the American Public Transportation Association, supporting America's public transportation systems, working to help reduce greenhouse gases for a better environment at publictransportation.org. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Sustainability Fund of the Tides Foundation, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
A new Baby Einstein DVD comes out later this month. You can pre-order it starting today. These learning DVDs aimed at infants and toddlers are now a multi-billion dollar business. But are they actually good for children? A new book says the answer is no. Susan Gregory Thomas is author of Bye Bye Baby. That's B-U-Y. She says parents are sitting ducks for marketers.
We're so nervous. We're so fearful that we're not going to do the right thing. And we're also, our resistance is down because we're tired. Most of us are working. There are any number of stressors that make us incredibly vulnerable. So what marketers have learned to do is say, these products, embody your values. They are your surrogate. You don't need to feel nervous about leaving your baby alone with us.
But aren't the companies suggesting that these products actually make kids smarter and aren't just a surrogate for the parents?
Yes. Marketers understand that for Generation X, these are all important values. So the idea that not only can you feel comfortable with this as a surrogate, but that it's also going to provide some sort of special sauce that will make your child into a genius is pretty much the perfect storm.
What are they basing that on?
Nothing. There was very little research done on how infants and toddlers even process television, much less what they're learning from it. An infant will see these images moving around on screen, startle, try to make sense of them, and then it moves again, and then it changes again with each cut.
Right.
And what is hypothesized is that the infant gets caught up in an orienting reflex loop from which he or she can't escape.
Well, that doesn't sound very good.
It doesn't sound very good, but we don't really know about it.
Right.
And it certainly is the kind of phenomenon that begs for more research to be done.
Well, if you're not recommending these new educational videos, what do you suggest parents do?
One way in which marketers have been very successful is in overemphasizing cognitive development. Every moment has to be productive. But what I heard from all the early childhood experts that I spoke to was that young children just want to be able to hang out. Because nothing really makes a difference except for you hanging out with your kids, even just being in the same room and they're banging on the pots and the pans. That's really it.
Okay, Susan Gregory Thomas, author of Bye Bye Baby. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
If you'd like to take the Marketplace Morning Report on the go, we are podcasting. Check out all the details at marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for tuning in and have a great Monday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.